earlier, we talked about the protracted water shortage in upcountry Maui, and according to the state's drought map, moderate drought continues on much of Hawaii Island, too. It's not just the lack of rain. There are reports that residents are failing to self-regulate their water use, even though they've been asked to conserve. The Big Island Board of Water Supply issued a mandatory 25% reduction in January, with above-average temperatures and below-average precipitation forecast into fall. What to do about the lack of water is an ongoing problem. Heather Kimball is the chair of the Hawaii Island Group of the Sierra Club. She joins us now by phone. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me on.
You know, we were just talking with Lucien Dene on Maui and just taking a look at the drought map of Hawaii and seeing how much drought there really is. We also get these periodic reports that it eased a little bit, but then it comes back again. What are you seeing now, particularly in North Kona?
Well, we are seeing some easing of the drought. We've had in just the last recent week a little bit more ambient rainfall in that area. And with the water restrictions in North Kohala, this isn't really about drought. It's actually a mechanical issue more so. The region has 13 wells, and four of those are not operational at the moment. And so the water restrictions are largely based on that mechanical issue.
The drought, though, isn't helping. And when you look at the map, when you take a look, there's the Hawaii drought, the map that the Department of Land and Natural Resources puts out under current conditions. They've got it looking like there's pretty much a moderate drought happening across the island.
Yes, yes. There's the bulk of the island is under moderate drought conditions. There is a section of Kohala that's under a higher drought restriction. They've got about a 10% irrigation restriction going on up there. It's just the area sort of South Kona that's actually seeing a little bit of rain right now, but we're still well under normal levels for the year.
And that seems to be what the forecast is for the rest of the summer and going into fall, as that seems to be a condition that, like Maui of Hawaii Island, will be dealing with too. And you say there are mechanical issues with these wells. What's happening to be able to further the not just the conversation but some actual action so that the water issue isn't one?
Well, I think this issue with the mechanical issues really highlights how tenuous our access to water is on the Big Island. And so the Department of Water Supply is trying to make some changes in how they operate in order to have some redundancy and make sure that the access to the county supply is continuous. They're also trying to do a little more outreach to folks. There was a fifth well that went down late in June, and that really put us into an emergency situation in North Kohala. And their response at that time was to actually go out and talk to high-volume users in person and express the urgency of them participating in the water restrictions.
We heard, though, that people were not terribly enthused about doing that.
Yeah, that has been an issue. So when the initial failures of the wells occurred in January, there was an initial drop-off in terms of residential usage. And then as we got to about April, that trend sort of tapered off. And I think there was, talking to folks around this area, there was a failure to communicate sufficiently to everyone that water restrictions were in place. And I think also folks became a little bit fatigued with the whole process of trying to conserve water, although I think it's fairly simple to take some easy steps to reduce your water usage. And then there's also the perception issue that hotels and the golf courses here are still green and still irrigating. And it's important to be clear that these folks are on private well systems and they're reusing gray water, non-potable water. And so I think that the Department of Water Supply is really making a greater effort to communicate with folks about the urgency of reducing our water in real simple ways.
Sometimes, though, when an agency is trying to get a word out, it can be not as effective as when people actually are talking to each other in their own communities and in their own neighborhoods. The fact that, you know, people began to feel fatigue over all of this or may see water use elsewhere and not understand why or how that water is being generated and or recycled seems to be part of the deep understanding that I'm sure you'd like to see get through those neighborhoods and those communities. Are there efforts underway to talk to people in smaller groups and have them do sort of a friend-to-friend outreach?
I'm not aware of any efforts of that sort, but that certainly is a good idea. And one of the points that I want to make about water conservation is that it's actually a triple win. So when you conserve water, it also takes energy to bring water to your home or to treat wastewater, and it also costs money. So if you are making efforts to conserve water, you're protecting that resource, but you're also reducing your carbon footprint and you're reducing your costs. So regardless, it makes sense to work on reducing our water supply now, because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. The trends that are projected by climate change show the leeward sides becoming drier and warmer as time goes on. So it's good for us to put in place the kind of actions now and get used to those as part of our daily lives so that we can continue to maintain this valuable resource.
Very often families know that if kids come home and start to give the fisheye to what mom and dad and the rest of the family are doing, that you may see a little bit of change there. Any movement within the schools to be able to get some of these points out into the public?
I'm not sure, but that's an excellent idea, and you're absolutely right. That's one avenue to get people focused on this issue. Another tool that has worked in other areas is actually to compare your water usage rates with your neighbors in the bill. And that's been used effectively for energy usage reductions, is to people get a little competitive when they see what their neighbors are doing, and they want to show that they're equally resourceful in conserving water.
So in the short term then, as we've just been talking about some ideas that may come in, do you see that there is anything in particular that the county should be doing, or that you'd like to see other groups work in tandem to make possible, given the fact that it doesn't look like you're going to get a lot of rain?
Well, they're certainly working on getting those wells up and running again. One of them will be up at the end of the month, but the water restrictions will continue to be in place as the other three come back online. But I think the peer-to-peer conversations that you were talking about are certainly something that need to happen. And we as a group, the Sierra Club here on the Big Island, will certainly be reaching out to folks and encouraging them to just take simple actions to reduce their water usage. You know, don't wash your cars, run full loads of laundry, full loads in the dishwasher. If you're brushing your teeth or washing your dishes, you know, fill the sink up, fill a glass up, and use that rather than keeping the water running continuously. If you have irrigation systems in your yards that are set on timers or anything like that, once there is some rain, you know, check those timing systems. Maybe you don't need to irrigate as much. And really, we should only be irrigating if your livelihood is dependent on that. If you're remodeling or you're landscaping, look for appliances and toilets that have low water usage, and even consider xeriscaping your yard and selecting drought-tolerant plants in your yard.
That's a good list, and we'll see who takes you up on that. We'll see by looking at what happens with the water usage and hoping that those wells come online soon. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Heather Kimball is the chair of the Sierra Club Mokuloa Group on Hawaii Island. Professionally, she's an ecologist working on climate change mitigation and adaptation.